I'd just stepped out of the shower when my business partner Rhonda Del Monte Grayson, as she proudly called herself, phoned in a tizzy.
Annie, you've got to get over here right away. Something's come up.
She hung up before I could ask her about it, but I knew I'd better get moving. In the hotel business, there were a lot of somethings, some good, some bad. My mind whirled with possibilities as I quickly dried off and dressed. After brushing my hair and dabbing on some lipstick, I took a moment to put on the chain and pendant Vaughn Sanders had given me. He wouldn't return from filming for another 6 weeks, and I missed him like crazy. The gold pendant spoke of so many things. His initial V formed one side of my A. Across the middle of it was a bar with 5 diamonds, a symbol of us, our collective 3 children, and the hope that we'd all share a life together. I left my house on the hotel property and headed toward the hotel. Warm air wrapped around me, caressing my skin in silky strokes, and I joyfully inhaled a tang of salty air. After living most of my life in Boston, I relished the tropical setting along the Gulf Coast of Southwest Florida. As I drew close to the front of the Beach House Hotel, I paused to stare at the beachside estate Rhonda and I had turned into a small, upscale hotel. The pale pink stucco 2-story building spread before me at the water's edge like a palace, regal and splendid. Wide steps led to carved wooden double doors that invited guests inside. Potted palms sat on either side of the doorway, adding a tropical elegance to the entry. Along the front of the hotel, brilliant pink hibiscus blossoms vied for attention with bougainvillea and other colorful plantings and softened the lines of the building. Gratitude filled me. In the troubling days following my ex's dumping me for his receptionist, Candy with a K, as she called herself, I never would have imagined being part owner of such a beautiful place. We'd started out better than expected, but the fear of failing kept me working day and night to make sure the hotel succeeded. So many didn't. And though I loved Rhonda, it was sometimes frustrating to be left with most of the detailed follow-up work she disliked. Doing it as cheerfully as I could while she stayed busy doing the more fun stuff was a way to pay her back for all she'd done to help me. Rhonda appeared at the top of the stairway. Dressed in one of the lightweight, colorful caftans she loved to wear, she urged me forward, flapping the green sleeves of her dress like a tropical bird about to take flight. Or more like the early bird who got the worm, I thought wryly, as I got a closer look at the grin on her face. She placed her hands on her ample hips and shook her head at me.
Annie Rutherford, how can you look so freaking beautiful and put together at this early hour? I swear, if you weren't my best friend, I'd hate your guts.
I laughed. Rhonda was known for speaking her mind. It was amazing we even got along. We were as different as 2 people could be. My strict grandmother, who'd raised me after my parents died, would shiver in her blue-blooded Boston grave at the language Rhonda used. I'd gotten used to it, which was a good thing because Rhonda didn't even notice it. She'd come from a loud Italian family in New Jersey. "What's up?" I asked. "It better be good. I haven't even had my coffee yet."
"Oh, it's good, all right. We have a decision to make, an important one that can't wait."
"And?" I prompted, giving Rhonda a dubious look.
"And I promised Valentina Marquis' agent we'd call her right back. She's at LAX, ready to put Valentina on a private jet to us."
"Oh, no." My heart thudded with dismay. "Are you talking about the same Valentina Marquis who co-starred with Vaughn in that awful short film? The one he tried to get out of several times?" Rhonda nodded.
"The very same one. But Annie, this could mean a lot of business for us."
As usual, talk of new business stopped me cold. I was consumed by overseeing the finances of the hotel. At best, the hotel business was a series of ups and downs, fluctuating as bookings rose and fell. At worst, I had invested every cent of mine into my share of the business. Weather, dates of holidays, and fierce competition affected bookings for rooms reservations, which created a lot of uncertainty.
"Okay, you'd better tell me about it. Why does she want Valentina to come here?"
An even bigger grin spread across Rhonda's face. Beneath her bleached blonde hair, her dark eyes sparkled with mischief.
"You won't believe it. She's going to be shooting a movie in 2 months and has 8 weeks to lose 25 pounds.